Hello and welcome to Kate and Kat's podcast. We run our podcast a little differently than most. Our podcasts are completely spirit-led, and we never know who we're going to have on or what's going to come up to heal. Every episode is a new adventure where we walk people through healing anything from spirit guides to past lives to inner child work, how the energies and trauma affects the mechanical workings of our physical bodies, and exploring time, space, and dimensions and how it's all happening now. This podcast is for beginners and experts alike. This can be considered explicit content to some, as we do not edit ourselves, and sometimes deep trauma work comes up unexpectedly.
And also, we cuss like sailors. On this episode of Kate and Kat Live, we're joined by Gloria. This was a pretty deep, traumatic past life session, actually. But we definitely had a fantastic time filming it. It started on a darker note, but those are some of the very best things anyone can heal for themselves. As we went into a few more past lives, it actually turned into a life where Kate and I were also present. So that was cool. Without further ado, if you love bad bitches, and that's your fucking problem, on with the podcast.
Hi. What's going on, guys?
Hey.
Okay, now I've got to accept Gloria. So okay. I wanted to, like, wait a minute.
Okay.
Unless they change something on Instagram and I can't see all the things now. I see you.
Hey.
Hi.
Finally.
And everybody's clear. Okay. All right. Yay, I'm excited. Thank you for the patience. Yay. Okay. Do you have an idea of what you want to work on?
Me?
Yeah. You.
No, the other Gloria that's in here.
Okay, girl. sorry. I was trying to be polite.
I was trying to be polite.
It doesn't fit you. Don't do it again. Don't try to be polite. It's not your style.
not really. I'm curious to see what
you want to just go most impactful or whatevs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you want to do the whole thing where we like have you repeat after us since it's a podcast so people can follow along, or do you just want to do what you normally do?
I mean, you can say. And I can say, you know, internally.
Okay.
So it's easier for people to follow.
Oh, okay. Whenever I have worked with Gloria before on my own, I basically, she goes so fast. And I just sit there and feel around and I'm like, okay, I feel you moving things. What are you doing? And luckily she says a lot of it. So that's good.
Yeah, but sometimes I forget it only after a session. I'm like, oh yeah, this happened as well. This happened.
So what you just want to say, like, what's the most impactful thing I can heal right now from our right now moment?
Yeah.
Okay. Hell yeah. So spirit, if it's in my eyes, good. Please take me to the most impactful point that I can heal about my right now moment.
Going in.
Song Here Comes Santa Claus is playing.
Why?
I don't know. Do y'all even have Santa Claus over there, or is it like whatever the fuck y'all thought?
Yes, we do, but we also celebrate the December the 6th, which is the name day of Santa Claus. So it's twice the presents we get in December.
Damn the luck.
I feel very spacious and
situated. It's very spacious. There's a lot of space here.
Yes.
Because I was trying to feel cold and I didn't feel any cold. I felt warm and spacious.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in like a house, like a room that has like a fireplace kind of thing? Because there's snow outside, like outside the window.
It's a warehouse?
Yes, but I don't think the fireplace is on. I feel like all the lights being down.
Is this like a warehouse? Like some kind of...
This
empty.
It has to be a past life. This can't be current, right?
Mm-mm.
Why are you alone?
In an empty warehouse in the cold snow.
But it's warm in here.
Somehow.
And it's like you're hearing, it's like hearing the carols and stuff, but there's no radio. There's nothing, it's like carols in your head, like singing in your head of Christmas mm-hmm. carols.
This is kind of like psychological fucking warfare. Like, what is this?
Feels like I'm in the warehouse, because I don't feel necessarily the warehouse vibes, but I'm somewhere, and it's obvious that I'm there. It's the night. And it feels as well a workplace of mine.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And you're alone.
So it must be just
Let's go to earliest point and see if we can figure out what the fuck's going on.
Okay,
go in to earliest point.
So you're just gonna ask if it appears all this with clarity. Activate Kate's block of identity, Dallas casting me. And then Gloria, do your own like clarity healings and bring shit to the surface healing.
We're with people now.
This is like holiday shopping. There's so many people and you're just kind of looking around.
You still feel very quote unquote alone. Like, you don't feel connected to anybody.
No, besides being afraid of someone, or rather, like, frightened by someone, I keep looking at my boyfriend's Lego Darth Vader face, and I'm like, oh.
Oh, is it, like, holiday? Like, what do they call that? We're just, like, the fear of the holidays. You know, like getting
anxiety
stuff for everyone. Yeah.
Oh.
Like getting stuff for everyone, getting the right thing for everyone.
It doesn't feel like there's family in this town it feels very disconnected from everybody. There's people all around. And then where we went in, it was inside that warehouse or whatever, and you were alone. And the earliest point we could hear is heal is here. Are you? No. That's really creepy if it's true, so no.
Now you have to tell us.
Well, so when you were in the warehouse thing or whatever, you were hearing, like, carols, and it was almost like, but there was no music playing, it was just, like, people singing. So we went to the earliest point, and we're in, like, a crowded shopping place with people singing, and you have a fear of terror, like, someone watching you or whatever. Are you a murderer? And then, like, hearing the echoes of it.
Stop.
Christmas murderer.
Because you're just alone. Like, and you don't feel connected to any of these people. And the anxiety wasn't anxiety from, like, shopping for people, but it was anxiety of, like, being watched.
And the face I was afraid of, it was my own, seeing it in the mirror.
Okay, so what happened to you? Okay, I have to say that I'm always a big fan of someone being the quote-unquote bad guy, because they can do some major healing. Like, if we can get the quote-unquote monsters in history to heal their shit, that's less monsters in the world. So if you're okay with it,
yes,
let's just heal so you aren't a murderer.
Okay,
so what do you need to do? Besides just not kill anybody.
Hate my mom.
Well, what I got was like, well, then they shouldn't have pissed me off. And it's
people that she doesn't kill, the people that she kills doesn't piss her off. Those are strangers. Mm-hmm. So who pissed you off?
It's my mom.
It's
directly
your mom?
My mom.
Are you like one of those, like in the movie Psycho, where you're like a mama's boy or whatever? Like, are you a single child mama's boy? They do be going crazy.
Hashtag boy mom.
Sorry.
Mom's gonna love my son like I do. Compare is what it seems. Good job, Mama. Like.
ENC, don't kill people. Life changing. Thanks, Kat.
Oh my God, why didn't I think of that before? Fuck.
Good mental note.
Okay.
Have a moon pie. Oh, stop murdering people. What is the fucking Dr. Pill or Phil fucking thing?
Oh my God.
Chill out.
Okay. I'm gonna write that down. Yeah. So
why is your hand, what are you doing with your hand? What's up with your hand?
I don't know. I keep wanting to stretch it, like pop my bones in it. I'm reaching something. I'm
okay, let's go to the earliest point again.
But how does this work? If I'm going to the earliest point.
We go to the clarity. Earliest point to gain clarity, yeah. And then once you get the clarity, you can go back further.
Okay.
But it's like, what's the most impactful point we need to heal? And it's like, you know, after you kill people and you're in a warehouse and it's Christmas music and it's like, cool, can we go before that, like the earliest point? And it's like, oh yeah, back when, right before you kill the people. And it's like, cool, why did I do that? Earliest point of that.
Yeah.
Because when you work on things alone, you go to most impactful and you do like a bunch of puzzle solving and work and stuff. We keep going back to the easiest shit we can heal and then push it forward.
This seems like...
But it's not as much fun, but you've collapsed a lot of those labyrinth thingies.
It seems okay. Like something simple, like they didn't want to play with you. And then it just kind of built from there.
The mom?
Well, whoever this is, family members, whoever, you're just very alone.
And that's because she's a fucking weirdo.
So,
like, she's a mama's boy weirdo, and everybody's like, you're fucking weird.
I don't think I'm mama's boy. And the idea that I'm her favorite, because I have other siblings and
your
sisters.
You sure. And,
so,
wait, in that here, life, you have siblings?
It feels
I
like
see cousins.
Maybe.
Do you see siblings, Kate? Because I want to make sure we're on the same thing.
What I'm seeing is that she's here. Nobody wants to hang out with her. And then she becomes a mom or he, whoever. Then they become a mama's
you,
boy.
Key.
Because it switches. Something switched here in the mom. And I don't know if it's because, like, the aunt or whoever the family member said something to them.
Did you kill all the rest of the kids so that you'd be a single kid?
No, but I keep on picking the children that would seem like my family members that I could kill them.
Oh, their families. Like lookalikes?
Seems like it.
That makes sense. Okay, so earliest point again. Ugh. Well, this is just a normal kid feeling.
Just seems like you're playing
so this
with
is
toy bef- and want to be left
yeah,
alone.
This is before whatever trauma happened that made you, like, lose it. This is very, quote-unquote, normal feeling. Okay, so merge in with this version of you and exchange you information with them. And then apply your house cleanse to this version of you and as far as you're allowed. Jeez Louise. And then definitely probably need to do the shielding with the no you, right? Like if people are picking on her and it like penetrates or whatever, a little boy him or her, but.
I don't think anybody talks to them yet. I don't think they acknowledge them at all.
Yeah, it's just basic toys. It's like little kid.
Very like leave you alone in your room to play, then I'll come back for you later when you know you need something.
Do we need to do like safe exit portals to a safe house, that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do all the like safe exit portals and pathways to a safe house.
It's very like we'll just leave you alone for days to
and
make fucking energy.
Activate your like shielding and guardians and stuff.
Okay. It seems a lot better.
So just a quick note for anybody listening or whatever to the podcast. Whenever, like when I started doing past life stuff, I went on a search for all the historical like monsters, reincarnations of them, because as there was jokes with me growing up, that if you had a time machine and go back and like kill a person and then that history doesn't happen, history would still repeat itself. But if you help that person in history, whether what's written about them is true or false or whatever, and you help them heal their childhood trauma, that's what's going to be beneficial for society. That's what's going to ripple. So anytime you're doing a past life and you see yourself as a monster, go ahead and heal that shit, because that's like the most impactful thing you can do. Okay, now what?
Feels like I'm safe and secure at somebody else's house. And I just...
Yeah, but whose?
My mom's sister.
Okay.
Seems very much like, and just leave me alone. There is the
cousins that seemed like my siblings.
But these kids are nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You still want to be left alone, too.
Like, yeah, but by choice, right? This time instead of...
Yeah, it's like a leave me alone so I can play with my fucking toys. And they just won't. They won't leave you alone. So, but it's like a...
but she's
like a... Oh, they're just being...
Smiling.
There. Yeah.
It's like, leave me the fuck alone.
Leave me the fuck alone. I'll play with my fucking tractor.
It's like a wooden tractor. This is old. Okay,
not so old, because I asked whether I would still end up killing people in this life, and it's only, I directly got an answer. No, you just run over by a cat.
Run over by a cat?
Car.
No.
Oh.
Car.
Car.
No, I will run the cat over by a...
Oh, you're going to run a cat over.
Yeah.
Do you want to heal that, maybe?
We can.
Just don't do it. Again, take notes. Don't run over cats.
Not good.
There you go. There you go. Watch for them.
If it pointed it out, then it needed to happen, that you needed to not run over the cat. It's okay. I needed to not kill a spider.
Yeah. Kate had to go back.
In Australia.
Mm-hmm. It's moving stuff, whatever you're doing.
I think the cat would
put the cat behind the fence.
Oh.
Just slow down, but I wouldn't want to slow down for whatever reason. Okay, I gave the cat light bulb moment, so they realize that if they continue.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You already put all this forward and ripple it over.
Mm-mm.
Okay, do that, because I want to see what happens now.
Kitty, go away, kitty, kitty. Olive's like under the door.
Is that the new one?
Huh?
Is that the new cat?
No. That one. We sleep with our door open, and Ben, like last night, he goes to sleep super early because he wakes up at like 3 a.m. and the fucking kitten was just like in the middle of the night, like, rawr, like just on him. Oh, like just jumping all over him. And Ben like shut up and was like, get off of me. Sorry, it was really funny.
Oh my god.
But
it's playtime now. No. It's
playtime. I can look. If Olive was the cat. They asked if Olive was the cat. I don't think so. I don't think Olive was a cat during that time period. But it could be Oversoul.
A little girl with a bow tie.
Yeah,
for sure.
They're there.
It was my dad's cat.
It was your dad's cat?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm still glad you asked so we could look at it.
More work.
Is there anything else you need to heal in that life?
Seems pretty okay.
It's a boring life now. I just want to say it's just real nice.
You have a real sweet tractor.
Like, not a wooden one anymore.
I just have anger issues, and that's it.
Well, yeah, because you weren't listening to.
Like, not really anger issues, but just person who
you... Okay, well, then what can you heal about that? What can you heal about that? Like, the next layer, the different timeline of it. Because, like, you don't need to have anger issues. Like, Can you figure out how to harness your anger into something productive for yourself instead of like healing it so you're not angry? Like, make that shit work for you.
I'm getting like angry man who say, I'm not angry, I'm just passionate.
Oh, so like an artist? So what are you like? But you use your hands.
Are you a bowler? Are you a bowler? Like a bowling alley bowler?
A bald one. A guy.
Yeah.
A bald guy.
With a cool hat. With a little round hat. And you're very passionate.
Yeah, I'm passionate about sports and things, but people misinterpret it as me being angry.
Yancy put, no murder equals boring. So back when I would have people check out like different lives, I'd be like, do you want to see your most traumatic life, the most impactful life, like all this stuff. And some people would be like, let me see the life that I was the happiest. And they were like, this life's so boring. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not always like big, huge trauma. Sometimes when you're happy, it's just a real relaxed life.
I think you were just concentrated. If people kept like putting their shit on you. Does that sound right?
It doesn't. Do you have relationships in this life? Except the people that are like at the bowling alley?
Seems like I do. I have a family, because when I was thinking about if I'm aggressive or anything, I was like, no, I don't hate my family or anything. I'm good to them.
Well, I don't know, it seems like a lot of people like cheat when they play with you because you're so good. And
how do you cheat at bowling?
Like their little scorecard. Because it wasn't digital, it was like a little card at the time.
Oh, yeah, da 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 da.
That's still a lot of effort, damn.
I'm getting like putting Vaseline inside of the holes.
Oh.
Don't fuck with me, fellas.
Oh my god. Get it. Can you just infuse yourself with clarity that that's what they're doing? Like, just merge that version of you and exchange glory information. It's very much like this is what they're doing, just it is what it, like. That way you won't be angry about it. It's just like, guys, stop messing with me.
Now I'm being just passive aggressive and just saying, oh no, you go, you take this one, I'll take another one.
Yes.
So
switch before they can do the things. Yeah.
Do you want friends? Like, where's your team? I don't think you want them. You're just like, I'm just gonna bowl, and you just bowl by yourself.
I'm good. These people are just here.
She's got a whole, like, it looks like the cousins can be her friends if she wants, but she, like, it reminds me of the way that Ben thinks of his brother, where, like, he doesn't talk to him at all, ever, but, like, he won't throw away that shirt because his little brother bought it for him. And I'm like, you love your fucking brother, why don't you call him? He's like, eh. I was like, why don't you invite him to, like, come visit us? He'd probably like that, but, nah. Okay.
The fuck does that mean?
I don't know. I was like, can you give me your brother's number so I can text him and be like, your older brother has shirts that he won't give away because you bought them for him. Just wanted to let you know he actually cares. Okay, bye.
Even though it's against brother policy at this moment in time.
His brother even had a new baby and stuff, man. Anyway, back to Gloria. Okay, what else? There's nothing really else to heal in this life. Like, no longer murder. Cats don't die. By your hands.
But you're lonely in this life.
But I'm good. But it seems content. It seems content, yeah. Lonely.
It's like they're like, oh my god, I love being alone. Oh my god.
Is it pushing a ding because you used to love being alone, but now you love having the people around you that you do? So, okay. So have that guy. Kate used to love being alone.
Yes.
Like, she thought she was going to be alone forever. She tattooed the toxic symbol on her wrist. She was like, that's it. I'm alone.
I prepared to be alone forever.
All of her team was just her. She was all alone. And then we came along. Uh-huh. And now she's like, this is, I don't want a life other than this. So that being said, she said that's the sweetest possible thing. Okay, so that being said, for this version of you, why don't you activate the like perfect right now friend group healing? And if he still stays alone, cool. And if not, then you'll have people. I mean, it's moving.
And they're already coming in. Okay.
Because they'll be like compatible with your weird. And so they won't annoy you. I mean, we still annoy each other sometimes, but mostly laugh about it. Kate, it's not going to stay.
Made it stay. I was like, you will talk to it and everything. You will stay. It seems like you're slowly doing it too. You're like one person. You get one person and then another one comes along and it's like, she was fine.
Yes, exactly. To me, it was like, why are there people here? I know I want them here, but do not breathe.
That's what happened to Kate too.
Yeah.
She let Shaden in, and then she let me in, and then Ben came along, and that took a year for that to be okay.
And I was like, I guess I only trust these people.
And then, like, my kids came along, too. I was just like, okay.
It's like, I guess. I thought we were going to be alone. Feels very much like
this, you know, changing of the plans. I don't like changing of the plans. I had a plan.
I used to hate it too.
There does she.
Yep.
Does she?
Yep.
Have you done that for your now form, Gloria?
You know, when I activated it, when you were speaking, I first started feeling it being activated in my current life. I was like, shit, I meant the other one. But
the other one?
Little me needs the whoever.
No kidding, kidding.
To be my friend. And only then I went back to the life we are looking at now.
Good. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You ready to see another life?
Is it a yes?
Yes. Oh. That was a yes.
Okay. All right. What do you want to go to now? The next most impactful?
Mm-mm. Let's go to, I was thinking randomly about Appalachian Mountains in U.S.
Okay.
And today I went to physio and she said, oh, I'm going there in 2 weeks.
The Appalachian Mountains, you said? Oh, okay.
Why is this coming up?
All right, go look.
Because you had a farm there, a pig farm.
Was she a murderer then, too? If you have a pig farm, you usually are a murderer as well. Because they eat anything.
I'm not sure. It feels weird.
I mean, like, I knew...
Old man. You know, when people get older and they start... Some people get bigger and some people really shrink. Mm-hmm. This is me. And this feels weird.
You got overalls on and your pants are up to your titties.
And my nose is huge.
Yeah, from drinking. Married to your
sister. Hmm?
I think maybe, yeah. Are you married to your sister in that life?
Oh yes. Oh gosh. Oh yes. Okay.
It used to be.
I've said before, and I will say again. Yes, it's frowned upon. Yes, we want to heal it. Yes, we want to look at it. But all over the world, people used to date inside their families. Everywhere, all over, royal bloodlines still do it. The only reason that they stopped was so corporations could sell dating. I'm not saying don't heal it. I'm just saying, don't beat yourself up if you ever see a life like that. Okay.
I'm just wondering.
It's happened in many past lives that I've seen of people's.
Did you want to keep this farm in the family? Sorry, I'm like...
For sure, the family is not, because I don't like my wife.
Well, I think it's because you married because of convenience. I think that's what Kate's getting at. As you were just trying to keep the farm in the family.
It seems like this is a really successful business, like really successful. About a fourth, it goes out to about a fourth of the state, which
it's not you that does the like the killing in this. It looks like you're just the farm that people hire to get rid of the things.
Yes, because I'm not feeling
you're like little, you're like this little bitty guy.
And they're like, we need some things. And you're like, well, I got the things. And I so like money.
What do you get out of it? Oh, money. Okay. What's the earliest point we can heal? Mm. And ow, that hurts. It's about money.
I think you just don't marry your sister. I think that's the thing. I think that's what...
exactly what I could.
I think that's what's keeping you miserable.
Was it her idea to do the things? No.
It was somebody else's. I'm getting like a mother figure.
This has been going on a while. Oh, did you not want to be kept in the family? Like, was it just kind of like... like, you didn't want to keep perpetuating it? What is this?
I wanted the city life.
Okay.
Green Acres is the place for me. Darling, I love you, but you give me Park Avenue. Sorry, it's a TV show from America from the, I think, 60s.
Okay, what's it called?
Green Acres.
Thank you, Art. I don't want to, like, tell you your truth or whatever. It looks like you go to the city and become, like, a suit designer.
I'm seeing. This was the first thing I saw.
I mean, he really likes his suspenders. Nice. When he was older. Jeez. Oh my god. Oh my lanta.
You good?
It's my job to mute and cough off screen. What are you doing?
Like really dry here. God damn.
Well, where are you merging with you?
This feels like Nevada. Is this Vegas? Have a few Las Vegas lives. Jesus.
That's really far away from the Appalachians.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be on the other side.
But I like trains as well. So why not travel there by train?
Yeah. I think it's up and coming there. And I think there's advertisements for it in the magazines that you get, mm-hmm. or the newspaper that you get or whatever. And I think you're like, that's where I need to go. Okay, so I've been to Vegas and the same thing happened. It just felt very, like I could, in this life, I couldn't breathe and my lips would always bleed. All right, anyway, from the dry air.
Yeah, right. I'm just sitting here. I feel like I should be helping, but I don't know what to do.
It looks like I'm helping you with your designs. Like, I'm like, and then you can do this. So I'm already here. Already hanging out. Oh, I think I'm teaching you how to do your business, like, successfully. If you want to make it here, this is what you got to do. It's like, I don't know how.
Kate, your dry cough in that life has blood. You need to address it. Vegas, you carry a hanky.
Vegas, yeah. Baby.
Yeah, about that. Every time you cough in your little kerchief, it's got blood in it. In that day and age.
Oh, true. Okay. All right. Let's go back.
Hold on. Side note, we got to go help Kate real quick so she can stick around and help you.
And not have bleedy lungs. All right.
Just do all of our lung healings and prevention and protection work to that version of you. And then get yourself calibrated for that climate.
Yeah, fuck, what's it called? Fortitude. Spirit says that to make kids fortitude. This version made all four. I thought I already did this all four in the versions of it.
Whom the hell said I think people go west to help heal tuberculosis?
But
it's
not TB. I this was my first thing because I also work with TB. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, it's not TB. It feels like something coming from the stomach. And it moved to the lungs, maybe a cancer or something, but it's just spread.
Well, for some reason, I know you don't shit it out. It is. So I don't know how I know that. I don't feel connected to Gloria in this life or you. So I'm here somewhere. Okay. I'm going to merge in with myself because if I can't connect to either of you, that means I'm here. So merge me in with my version of me. Change me information. I know a lot about your stuff. Okay. This isn't when I was a whore. That's in the West, right? In the early 1900s. I was a whore in the 1920s and in the Wild West.
Okay.
Seems like you might be a nurse. But I'm getting like a cute.
I could see myself being a nurse because I don't feel like this is like 1900.
Okay. You have a skirt.
This is later. This is like 1980s, 1970s.
Okay. Makes sense. Yeah, Vegas.
We just healed that life with you, which there was a car involved, but that could go all the way back to like the 40s for you on that life. And it would make sense that if you had a murder life, then the next life you would have a pig farm life.
Because it would.
And if you healed that life, yeah, it would go to the next one that you needed to do, which is the life following that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then, all right. 1960s, I'm a blonde skater boy in California.
Righteous.
So this has to be like around the 50s. It's hard to tell in Vegas for some reason. 50s is a lot easier like in New York and Chicago and stuff, but in Vegas.
Vegas is brand new. I do know that. Like, it's a new city.
Okay, I'm going to look up when Vegas became, like, commercialized. Okay. When did Vegas start being commercialized?
I think I'm guessing
1905 is when it started. And that's after opening of the railroad.
Okay.
So maybe this was when I was a whore in the whore out. This is not an oversoul. This is me. Like, I know, like, sometimes when we click in, it's like, oh, that's an oversoul version. No, I'm here. This is me. And if I knew a lot about you, you were the bouncer guy. But if we left that, because there's people in the comments that were in the whorehouse with us.
Yeah.
We had that guided adventure, and a lot of them were in there.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, of course, I would like
to go.
Yeah, of course I would, like, heal to where I would be, like, a business owner or something. Like.
And I would be a nurse. Makes sense, because I was a hooker with a heart of gold. People would be my Johns, but I would heal them. Mm. I used my energy work still. But the first timeline I healed there, I had set the whole town on fire.
Well,
but I healed that, and then I was just a hooker. And then now it looks like I'm a nurse. Different timelines.
And then
I'm there.
Help people success.
I need to grab your balls and tell you to turn your head and cough.
You, Gloria?
No, you.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay. How's it look?
It feels like I'm just going through the motions because we're going to do energy work. Okay. It's like, it seems very much like a nurse would do.
Okay. It seems like a secret handshake because I was like, what if we just do this and then this? And then we started. I was like, what the fuck is that? All right.
All right.
Sounds great.
Okay. Now you're good. Your lungs are good. Everything's good. Do you still feel in your current self dry and like, are you okay?
I think it's all good.
All right, cool. Ready for Gloria to show up. All right.
Okay, Glor. What's going on? There's this businessman. He's going to have a busy business suit, and he's going to make
You always had really nice suits. I think you know what the men's is looking for suits. Like, I think you know how to advertise it, because she knows how to design them. And you have a lot of men friends. Male yes. friends.
So, this is what they are looking for, and this is what you need to provide, because they're gonna be looking for this, and this, and these are the places they attend. So this is what they're gonna want to dress up for.
When did cowboy hats become a thing?
Oh my god!
Because that's a little bit of Appalachian going into the. When did cowboys? No, that's. I mean, like they were like went back into the 1800s.
Oh shit!
1865 to 1895. But the hats didn't look like what they do now.
Okay. We're going to do the cowboy hats and we're going to make
them go. And
I like it.
Well, you're with the designer.
With the little,
so
at the on the ends.
Yeah. You're the designer. That's what it feels like.
I'm going to. Oh,
can we do the belts and the like silver and the leather stuff? And the browns and the blacks and things? Yancy said, Men's Warehouse. You're going to like the way you look.
Okay. Are you done with the design? I'm going to show my friends.
Make sure they're smoking cigarettes. Make sure the models are smoking cigarettes.
Oh my God. I know.
Show it to Ben. Show it to Ben. Look at this manly design.
I know.
You guys are going to like Gloria. I don't know what your name is there, but.
Yes. Okay. To be continued. They are so excited. Right.
This feels good. Is there anything else you need to heal here? Do you need me to grab your balls and have you cough? No, doesn't look like it.
Damn.
Only if I need to cough.
If you need to cough, call me.
The working man with style.
No. I was worried about the money, but now after...
Oh, no, you're rolling in dough here.
Yeah. No secret hands.
They like this.
I get the cardigan.
Make sure you make some big and tall.
Because
the big and tall country boys are going to be like, for me? Just for me? Shaden is here.
Yes. And he's like,
is your boyfriend here too, Gloria?
In the life, no. But in the other
No,
room.
In the life.
Yes. And he is the man that makes me question whether I only like women. This is the vibe I was getting all the time.
He's the only one. Maybe I'm just you have any romantic interest in at all. It doesn't look like you look at girls in the least. And you're really stylish with your clothes designs.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, this is macho manly man. This is what they look like.
And I want to dress him up really bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think he's the model.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, turn around. Let me see. Yes.
A pretty boy.
Yes. Are you making him like squeeze his butt or so? Is that what you're looking at? Like you're very much like, all right, let me see it. Yeah.
How do those pants move?
Oh, I could be doing that.
You're just like,
it feels very
funny. Let me see it. I need to see how it moves and it flows with the movements.
Oh yeah, and the chest.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Flex.
Mm-hmm.
Flex your chest. Ooh, yes, like that. Yes.
Sorry. Yancy said, I had to leave for a bit. I'm guessing you are no longer murderers. Yes, it is very Kinergy. It is, Yancy.
Oh my god. I've had Kino.
I'm just Kim.
What, do okay. You have a dog?
I know. It seems like you really like it here, but is there anything else to heal?
No, but
do I you really have a dog like in this here. Life?
Do I have a dog?
In this life, in your physical life right now.
Or is a dog in your physical life. Right now, in the Gloria's life, does she have a dog?
Used to.
Oh, okay. Well, they're there. So, okay. That's what I was asking.
Why do the dogs always decide to use you as a medium? Like, the dogs are just like, hey, Kate. And you're like, I'm not a big dog fan. And you're like, they're like, I know. So, could you...
Can you tell them that I'm here? No, I don't like you. Exactly. Excuse me.
I feel like dogs think in more autistic way than cats do. Oh. They are very straightforward with their thinking.
I feel like they're neurotypical because they don't They don't care what you're thinking. They're like, well, this is what I want. And then Kat, I don't know. It doesn't really matter. But like, actually, okay. I can see both sides of that. Because you're like, oh my God, love me. Then cats are also like, I decide when I want to be touched. Thanks. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, but dogs are way more communicative than this.
Was there a message from the dog?
No, they were just like, I'm here. Cool.
Like, here as in, like, do they need to be crossed over or something? Or here as in, like, hey, what's up?
They're like, I'm in this life. See, I'm right here. And it was very specific, though. It's like and they have an ugly-ass dog, and it's like a little teacup Yorkie. And it has, what is it?
That underbite?
Oh. Yeah, there we go. An underbite, and I don't know why that's so specific, but it's like, you call it your ugly ass dog, and everybody knows, like, it's an endearing thing. And it's just like something you're known for. I don't know why it's even important. I don't know why it's so detailed either. Oh, might be like your thing.
It might be just the excitement of being there. That's why you're getting so many details.
Oh,
because I'm getting the energy, you know, when you don't see your friend for the longest and you want to tell them everything at once.
Well, what do you want us to do, Doug?
Nothing. Cool.
Just be happy with them.
Okay, well, I would cross them over anyway. Like Kat was saying, do they need to be crossed over? I would do it anyway. Yes, just like that.
Oh, there we go. There's something attached to your shoulder with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. What was that? Like a pincushion? Or a shoulder rest? Like for an airplane? I don't know what that was. It was just very cushiony.
It reminds me of the padding that people have on their laptop things. I don't know. Like a pillow.
Oh, like the lap desk padding?
Kinda, like it goes on the strap because it's going to be so much on your shoulder and the strap itself would cut into it. So they have like a cushioned thing on the strap of a laptop bag, but it was just that cushion thing on your shoulder.
Could be as well the thing that you put for the suits here, isn't it? To make you.
Oh, like shoulder pads?
Oh, yeah, shoulders.
Oh, maybe that's where you carried him in your bag, like as a, you know, like as a tote. I don't know. That didn't seem to fit either.
Well, because if she carried him, she wouldn't carry him like this. She would carry him like this.
Makes sense.
I'm guessing this is our ritual. I'm sitting on the sofa and the dog just lays here.
Okay. So that was his pillow spot.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
No, I did not dress the dog up. Nice colors.
Maybe it
was. And the comment asked if I dressed my dog up.
Uh-huh.
I didn't really, besides the colors.
Did you switch the collars out? Like this, almost like designer eyewear?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like with leather and studs? Sometimes, maybe.
I'm getting.
Do you want to do closing statements?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It feels pretty good here. All right. Okay. You ready? Mm-hmm. Are you doing them? You already did them.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing
them. Yeah, she already did them.
Oh, I was like, all right. Move, shake, shake, now drop. Your mama said, move, move, shake, shake, now drop. Are you still looking at your boyfriend in that way? I don't know. Yes. It seems really like...
Not really like my boyfriend, but men chests. That's... And okay. White shirts especially, this seems to be my weakness. And I was looking, you know, there I really want to leave.
So you're very much like, can you try this shirt on for me? I just need to see if it fits. Mm-hmm. It's like you're just intoxicated by it. That's really funny.
They love it. They're eating it up.
Hell yeah.
You're the most popular fucking designer there. They fucking love it.
They buy two or three of these. No, like, it really makes me look like that. And you're like...
My ex-husband was the top bikini salesman. He worked at a surf shop. And the girls would come in. And, like, his boss told him one day, was like, you know you're the top bikini salesman, right? And he's like, shit, I didn't fucking know. But the girls would come in. He's a really good-looking guy. And they would be like, do you think my boyfriend would like me in this? And he'd be like, maybe the tops, not the bottoms. And then they'd go try on another one. They're like, how about this one? And be like, oh, yeah, yeah, he'd like you in that one. And then they would buy it, and they would come back because it was a small town and the shop was in the mall. That's what you remind me of in this. It's like, what do you think of this one? And you're like, I don't know, try that one on. Yeah, that one's good.
And then, oh my god, your muscles are so big in this one. Oh my god, it's like sticking out of your chest. That's crazy. And they're like...
When Kat was explaining about the bikini,
yeah,
I was just thinking, whatever goes, as long as I get to see.
Well, he would make them change a couple times. Like, he liked all of it.
Because I get to see.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why they would buy it. Because he was honest. Because he'd be like, try this one instead. No, that one's good. That one's all right.
That's fucking funny.
And then when they would leave, tell them about the sales.
Yeah. Well, all right then.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us, Gloria. Yeah. Those are good times.
Yeah. All right. Don't forget to disconnect, everyone. Thanks for coming on. This was fun as fuck. Had good laughs.
Okay.
I love y'all.
Thanks for healing lives where you no longer murder people.
And have pink arms
and cuffs.
It's good for you and society.
Yay.
Okay, bye.
To book a duel session with Kate and Kat, visit either of our websites listed in the description of this video. For a spirit guide reading, you can book with Captain Kate at www.captainkate.com. For a one-on-one trauma healing session with Kat and Boots, you can visit www.catandboots138.com.